الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا عدوى ولا طير ولا هامة ولا صفر، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام، وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. On one occasion, a Bedouin person from the villages, from the far off places, came to Rauza-e Mubarak, the honorable great tomb of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the last Ashara of Ramadan, to present Salatu Salam, to read Salatu Salam. He presented it in such a way, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was just standing behind him. And he presented his salam, he made salam, and then he spoke to Allah ta'ala. He said, "Oh Allah, your most sinful banda has come here. Your most sinful servant has come here. If you forgive him, Allah's Rasul will be so happy. Because Allah himself also, Allah is afuun, tuhibbul afwa. Allah is an embodiment of forgiveness. And Allah loves to forgive. Just little bit inclination from our side. According to ulama in kitabs, a person should make tawbah with the condition. But we find that just little inclination towards it, and Allah forgives also. And Allah's Rasul also, Allahu Akbar. On the conquest of Makkah, there were certain, about 15 people or so, that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, these people have to be killed because of the harm they had caused. But how many of them came, asked for forgiveness? Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam forgave them. Some of them were such that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasalam said, no. Somebody interceded, please forgave them also. We can't imagine how magnanimous, how broad, how great and open the heart of Nabi Ali Salatu. So when for Allah you will forgive me, your Nabi will be so happy. And your enemy Shaitan will be disgraced and humiliated. And all his efforts of his lifetime will be also all finished. So please forgive me. All there is only goodness in there. And oh Allah, if you don't forgive me, your Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam will be sad. And you don't like to see your Nabi sad. And your enemy Shaitan will be happy. And you don't want to see your enemy Shaitan to be happy. You will be sad also. You also won't be happy that a banda has to be punished. So forgive me, O Allah. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his cries went out. cried out loudly, and he said, "Oh Allah, I ask you for the same also." And we also ask. And Allah open the days when we can go freely and read Salatu Salam and in front of Rauza and Mubarak, and let us appreciate now what we have got. So my son Qari Abdullah reminded us that before we should hear, it never registered also. That as far as the work of tabligh and da'awah, very commonly and very often is to be said, kar lo jitna kar sake, ek waqt aayega nahi kar sakoge. Do how much you can do, a time will come when you won't be able to do. Masjids were closed, Shab Guzari was closed, how many places still, ladies ta'aleem is closed. So what we have got the opportunity, let us do. Nafs of ours is our worst dushman, enemy. So what one thing he does, the things that we can't do, we are moaning and groaning about that. And in the meantime, what we can do, we're not doing. What we should do is do what we can do and leave that to Allah. And we ask Allah to, and Allah's system works. When you do how much you can do, Yusuf alayhi salam ran to the closed, locked doors. So much he could do. Allah opened the doors for him. So how much we can do, we do. Don't make false excuses with our nafs that now because of the lockdown there's, because of this, these people, those people, we're blaming all others. And what we can do, we're not doing. So we do what we can do, and Allah will open the doors. So we also, Allah bring those days, but at the moment, we can zoom into Rauza-e Mubarak. With our thoughts, we can be now present there in front of Rauza-e Mubarak and read our Salatu Salam. And Allah bring the days that we can actually physically be there also. So anyway, we say also to Allah Ta'ala, as Sayyidina Umar also, radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Oh Allah, you forgive this banda of yours. Your Nabi will be happy. You'll be so happy your banda is forgiven." And how many du'as that, "Ya Allah, if you forgive me, no harm will come to you. My work will be done." And Allah's Nabi and Shaitan will be humiliated and disgraced. So we also ask. Then further he said, it's the custom of the Arabs that when a leader of the Arabs passes away, then they go with all his slaves to the grave. The days when they were slaves. And he said, now in the honor of this leader of ours, we are setting all the slaves free. So the king of kings, the leader of leaders, is Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said, "I have come to your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And oh Allah, all of us, we are the slaves of our nafs. And we are destined for Jahannam. You set us free in the sadqa of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Allah will definitely do that. So we all ask Allah for the whole ummah, we ask. Till the day of Qiyamah, all men and jinn that are coming. Allah give us all Iman, Islam, and Allah bring this into us, inshallah. On one occasion, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on his safar of Dawat, Jihad, and they passed a certain place where there were other people. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, "Man al-qawm, who are these people?" They said, "They are Muslims." From there, one lady came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were out in the open, and she was busy cooking, lighting her, burning her fire, and the flames with the wind, the flames come, and her little child was with her, and she moves her child away, the flames mustn't touch the child mustn't get burned. So she came in, she came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She said that, "Doesn't Allah love us more than all the mothers of the world together love their children?" He said, "Definitely Allah loves His creation more than even that." So she said, "The flames were coming and I was saving my child. When I want to save my child, will Allah throw His creation in the fire of Jahannam?" Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lowered his head, cried and cried and cried. And it said, "Allah won't throw His creation in the fire of Jahannam. Only those people who are determined not to obey Allah, who are determined not to accept La ilaha illallah. But the person who just inclines towards Allah, Allah will forgive those people." When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam visits one person on his deathbed, and his kalima doesn't want to come out, because he was disobedient to his mother, mother was upset with him. Rabbi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for his mother. She came, she said, would you like your son to go in the fire of Jahannam? No. Say, then forgive him. She forgave him. Kalima came out, constrained to Jannah. So Allah is most merciful. Let us not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Allah is most kind, most forgiving. We just incline towards Allah. That is what we want. Our hearts just turn them towards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is most forgiving, most kind. In the kindness of Allah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala says, and the whole Quran Sharif is full, from قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ, as Mawlana explained, mashallah. And right till the end, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Rabb is that being who is your nourisher, your sustainer, who brought you up. Automatically, a mother has great love for her children. Why? Because she brings them up. She carried the child for 9 months. What difficulty she went to. She doesn't worry about the difficulties. When the baby comes out, how happy she is. When they put the baby on her after the child is just born, the joy that she goes through. And then she matures and brings up the child. What love she has for the child. So Allah tabaraka ta'ala is our Rabb. And Allah ta'ala has favored us with innumerable favors. We can't imagine. In every smallest thing, there are so many hidden favors of Allah which our mind can never go to. In fact, we should make shukr for every ni'mat of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Outward ni'mat, the real ni'mat of Iman and Islam. They are such ni'mat the world together cannot measure. With the iman, with the weakest iman of the weakest person, his amal also is so weak. No namaz also in his life. No, he's even drinking and he's doing wrong things, but he's got iman. The little bit of iman is more valuable than all the world. More better than all the kuffar and all the whatever there is in the world. Iman is so valuable, Allah has given us. Islam, Allah, what the deen of Islam. What a perfect way of life Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us. All this Allah ta'ala has given us free of charge. We are not worthy of it. Allahumma tafaddal alayna bifununil ala. Our Shaykh, rahimahullah, Allah reward him. How much he has taught us. This dua of Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayhin ruh al-mani. Oh Allah, you shower your favors, tafaddal. That is, we free of charge, which you don't deserve. It's not your share, it doesn't belong to you. But just shower it and give it to us, oh Allah. Ma'a istihqaqina bi afanin al-iqab. The funun al-ala. Funun is the plural also. And it is a great plural. But the greater plural, afanin. That, oh Allah, all your favors you bless us with. When we are worthy of afanin al-iqab. Unlimited, your azab is to come down upon us fully, and if Allah have to let loose a little bit of his punishment, we can't take it. And then also, if it does happen because of our wrong, just read, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Allah's mercy just comes down again. Rabbi ighfir warham wa anta khayrul rahimin. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Allah's mercies will just flow. When you see the end of your world, no light at the end of the tunnel, no solution to the problem. I'm finished now, no, nothing now. Just read this and see how Allah's mercy will come down. Allah Ta'ala is most merciful, most kind. So in that Allah Ta'ala says, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has showed his special favors upon the mu'mineen. Allah make us from the mu'mineen. Allah keep our iman safe and intact. During these trying times and all times iman is tested. Now we see what is happening, how our iman is tested. Which side of the fence are we? Are we on the fence? Are we on this side or are we on this side of the fence? This is showing clearly now. Who are the people? It is said that those who read Quran Sharif first thing in the morning, you see them a different frame of mind. And those who are following the news, whether it's the newspaper, the social media, all that what is in the news, what they're following there, what the people of the news are saying, the corporate media, the mainstream media, all the governments, what they are saying, they are in a complete different frame of mind. The two are completely. Then there are many who are on the fence also. And there are many who sometimes we lean this way, sometimes we lean that way. Allah make us all that we are all on the right side. And we remain firm on the right side. No matter what adverse conditions come, we remain firm on the right side. On Ashabi Yameen, the people of Jannah. Allah save us from Ashabi Shimal, the people of the wrong side. Allah completely save us from that. So Allah Ta'ala has favored us. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ The mu'mineen, Allah has given them a great favor. إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ When Allah sent a Rasul to them from amongst themselves. They're referring to the Arabs and referring to Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Allah in His mercy and kindness send His Rasul to them. إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ From themselves Allah Ta'ala sent the Rasul to them from amongst themselves. So it was so easy to accept the Rasul of Allah. He's from your own people. And they saw the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from the inside they said, As-Sadiq al-Ameen. The most truthful, the most honest, the most honorable is he. So Allah has sent such a Rasul. And then Allah Ta'ala explained the mission of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that was yatlu alayhim ayatihi, to teach them and to make the tilawat, to recite Quran Sharif. To recite the Quran Sharif, and this is, Allah give us all tawfiq to make tilawat. The mere recitation of Quran Sharif, with understanding, without understanding, in whichever way we can, it is a great, great means of high guidance and hidayat for people. Allah give us all tawfiq. Ask ourselves today, have I made my tilawat for today? Have I got my slot for my tilawat? That this is my time to make my tilawat. If a person is traveling or something, the matters get a bit upset. But our normal routine, which is my time of making my tilawat? Have I got a time? And that is, I have to make my tilawat and nothing else. Sometimes it might happen, some other things come, other demands come, and you couldn't. But then we try and fulfill it also as far as we can. But have I got my slot for my tilawat of Quran Sharif? This is a great means of the hidayat of mankind, tilawat of Quran Sharif. And together with that, ulama explains, included in this, are all those people who are teaching the Quran Sharif. Whether it is those who are teaching Alif Ba Ta Tha, and they are teaching the Quran Sharif, who are teaching Nadra, who are teaching Hifzlas, who are teaching Tafsir in a Darul Uloom, who are writing kitabs on the Tafsir of the Quran Sharif, all the meaning of the Quran Sharif they are explaining in that, and they are included in the Tilawat, all the Qiraat, and the different forms of Qiraat, etc. All those things that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala engages us in that. And all this was given as a mission to us from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And here we were, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, three great works mentioned here in this ayat, and this ayat mentioned other places, and all these works are mentioned in different sequence. But they are mentioned there also, and Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam fully and completely, hal ballaghtu risala, the whole message he conveyed. Today, one person, he does so much work of deen, but he just one small department of deen he was busy with. And Nabi alayhi salam, the whole of deen, and for till the day of Qiyamah, may Allah let us realize who our Nabi is, and we give our lives for our Nabi. So, yeah, a great, great ulama have passed, are present at the moment. They are doing great work of deen. But if you analyze, they are just doing on one, not even 1%, far from a percent also. Point not. Then a great work they are doing. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did all the work, and by himself. And in what conditions? And how his nature was, his simplicity, his humility, financial resources, really, he said, "Oh Allah, I don't want." Allah wanted to prepare to make the mountains into gold for him. That they would have mountains of gold will walk with Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. But so don't make excuses. I said, no excuse that we haven't got finances or anything. What is required is that determination from the heart. On that Allah opened doors. And such doors Allah opens that we cannot even imagine. So this great work, and appreciate the Quran Sharif. And now that we can still make tilawat, make. The time came in the Soviet Union when just to say the word Allah, to have a musalla, to have a Quran Sharif in your possession, the punishment for that crime was death. It was torture. It was death. Today we can read. We are not appreciating. How many of us read our Quran Sharif? How many of us read a page, a ruku, one supara? How many are huffaz? But when last did we read? So Allah make give us the tawfiq to appreciate the Quran Sharif. All this was given by Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. And he taught them the kitab. That was the tilawat of the Quran Sharif as far as recitation. And then the meanings of the Quran Sharif. And there is no end to the meanings of the Quran. The deeper meanings of the Quran Sharif. All the masail, Allah reward the fuqaha. How they make ijtihad. How they work and take out the masails from the Quran Sharif. One ayat, Allahu Akbar. A great imam spends the night by his ustad. And the whole night from one ayat takes out 100 masalas. The whole night he doesn't sleep. Wudu water that is kept for him. Till Fajr, he didn't sleep. He didn't have to make wudu for Fajr. The way it looked like, he slept the whole night. And what he made Fajr without wudu. But the whole night from one ayat took out 100 masalas. So this is our ummah. This is who we belong to. This is where we belong to. Where are we going after people who run after cinemas and the sports and after filth and dirt, drugs and alcohol addiction and womanizing and gambling? Where that and where this ummah? Who are we? Where are we? Where do we belong? What are we supposed to be doing? What are we supposed to be looking on the phone? What are we looking at on the phone? Where our eyes going? Where our time is going? Making our, even if it is halal income, Mubarak halal, but our object is not to make in properties and investments and all that. Our property is the property of Jannah. There is where our properties are written. That is what we have to make our investments of Jannah. Read three times Qul Huwallah and what an investment of Jannah. Read Yasin Sharif and what an investment of Jannah. Read the two Nafils after Zuhar and what an investment of Jannah, a palace in Jannah. Where are we spending so much time to buy one small property here? Insignificant. What is that one little property compared to that town, compared to that city, compared to that province, compared to the country, compared to the continent, compared to the world? The world in Allah's creation, what is it? It is not even like a mosquito, not even like a fly. So where is that one property? Make that property of Jannah. Allah has put us for that. Our gardens that have to be green even in winter. And we are so worried about them. And gardens which are just there, we haven't got time to even sit in that garden. And all the other amenities and facilities we are after, the things what we have to look for is for Akhirah. That is where. So all Allah, these ulama, that from the Quran, they spend their time in this way. Their eating was simple. Their dressing was simple. Their lives were simple. They didn't have time for this. How many of these great ulama, something is, Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained, it comes in the hadith, live for your dunya as though you are going to live forever. And live for your akhirat as though you are going to die now. And then he explained it, that for your dunya you live as though you are going to live forever. That is, this work has to be done, that work has to be done. It will get done. We still got lot time. But for your akhirat, I have to finish my tasbih, my durood sharif. I won't have time. I have to finish it now. I have to go for my namaz now. No excuse. My namaz is most important. Not this phone call, not that meeting, not that. My namaz is most important. For love our akhirat, as though I'm going to die. I have to finish it. I got no chance now. I got no time. No matter how much the wife is nagging, no matter how much the children, long time we haven't gone for a picnic. Picnic, where it comes in the, it doesn't come in the puzzle anywhere, in the equation. With sports, playing, etc. We haven't been created for playing and for sports, and for the kuffar sports, and we support their teams. Allahu Akbar. The ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and these things which are not even for animals, and we get involved in those things. Allah Ta'ala guide us, inshallah. So, he ba'atha fihim rasul, wa yu'allimuhum al-kitab wal-hikmah. Then those ulama who took out the deeper meanings of the Quran Sharif. And the Quran Sharif, as one great alim said, that making bayan, he says, now I'm going to dive into the sea of the Quran. And I'll bring out some pearls and present them to you. And Allahu Akbar, the Quran is that kitab. What the pearls of the Quran Sharif are, as Maulana explained now, that you have Rabbul Bayt, you have the owner of the house. Arabs usually refer to that Rabbul Bayt, the owner, Rabbul Tijara, Rabbul, or the company Sharika, he's the Rabb, and he can hire and he can fire. Allah is Rabbul Alameen. And Allah doesn't say that I'm the one that I can hire and fire. Allah says that I'm Arhamur Rahimin. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, I'm Rahman, I'm Rahim. So kind is Allah. So the deeper meanings of the Quran, which will pull from our hearts, will pull our hearts towards Allah. And that is the work of the ulama, to explain to the people, to explain the kindness of Allah. The masses are going in what direction? And ulama, their main duty is that they acquire knowledge and decimate and pass on this knowledge to the masses. And also very important, the ulama, that their own ibadat also be in place. What all the effort of deen, our effort also. And together with our effort, to have the yaqeen on Allah ta'ala, and to make effort for yaqeen. Today, because of lack of yaqeen, lack of trust on Allah ta'ala, we say that the solutions that are given are the mask, are the social distancing. Now, what solutions has Islam? Where is Ayatul Kursi? Where is our, any small part of deen is the whole solution for all this? These are small, small things. Our three quls are every day after Fajr, after Maghrib. Ask ourselves, did I read my three quls today? We don't take our dosage of our medicine, the real medicine, prescribed by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which days, وَإِنَّهُ لَحَقُّ الْيَقِينَ. It is haqq also, it is yaqeen also. There is no doubt. All the other things are trial and error. Man tries, he may be sincere, he may be having ulterior motives, lot of other agendas also. He might be having what and what in mind also. And he might be deceiving, open deception is taking place. People are, the mafia is working, people are forced into things. That we prefer that over Quran and Hadith, how can that be? That is the absolute, the Quran and Hadith. We are given our solution for all our problems, our financial matters, our health problems, our domestic problems, whatever it can be, bring deen into our lives. And see, these things just evaporate when deen comes into our lives. Allah Ta'ala bless us with this. So the ulama, the sufia, the meanings of the Quran Sharif, the very, very delicate, which are not easily accessible to everyone, they take it out and they present the pearls to us. Allahu Akbar. Recently in America, in a nursing home, in a, not nursing home, where babies are delivered, maternity home, babies were born to two women. And the babies got mixed up, a boy and a girl. Now it was a big problem for those doctors. One was an Egyptian doctor, one was an American doctor. And they will lose their jobs also. And the person who is in charge there, that when the baby is born, they put the tag on and all the identification and that. Somehow it didn't happen and the two babies got mixed up. They don't know to who the boy belongs, to who the girl belongs. So it became a big issue. The American doctor told the Muslim doctor, Egyptian doctor, that you always tell me the Quran has got the solution to all the matters. Now give the solution. We are in a big problem here. We're going to lose our job. We'll be struck off the roll. What and what? End of the world for us. So he said, definitely the Quran Sharif has got the solution. I haven't got it. I don't know it. Give me time. He contacted his ulama, and then they told him, this year, with the ulama teaching Quran, hadith, babies born in a maternity home, and now we must have the solution. That's beyond us. We haven't got that solution. But anyway, and this is when Allah's help comes. And just in that one ishara, in that one little, the punctuation marks, just one punctuation mark, Allah just gives one little bit, and the whole problem gets solved. He told him, just meditate and think in the ayat, لِذَكَرِ مِثْلُ حَظِّ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ, that a male gets double the share of a female. Think of that. So he started meditating. He came back, said, I got the solution. Quran has given me the solution. What is the solution? They took the milk of both the mothers, their breast milk, and they analyzed it in the laboratory. And abad, 100%, the one mother's milk had doubled the nutrients, vitamins, everything. Exactly double of this. Quran says for man, double that of woman. So easily they made out that the boy belongs to this woman, the girl belongs to this woman. So the solutions are there. Same thing happened in the time of Hazrat Ali. Similar thing happened. Two women gave birth. They were known who the babies belonged. But the Arabs always loved boys and gave great preference to boys over girls. So the one woman, her child was the girl. But she demanded and said, the boy is my child. So this argument now, the case went to Hazrat Ali. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, take the milk of their breast, both the women, and weighed. When they weighed it, abad, the one milk, the same quantity. But the one milk, that quantity weighed double, exactly double the amount of the other woman. So it was clear. So this is what the Quran Sharif, what takes out. And if we go into the Quran Sharif, until today, the jewels and gems and pearls of Quran Sharif cannot be exhausted till the day of Qiyamah. And this is what our youngsters must get into. Where are they going to university? The place of filth and dirt. The place there, in the, not the lion's den, not the lion's mouth, into the fire of Jahannam. Where are they going? Come into the Darul Ulooms and become dedicated students. Allah give us all tawfiq. And the ulama also. And we dedicate ourselves to Quran. Tilawat of Quran, everyone will experience it. You are just making your ayat and you read that Quran ayat perhaps by exaggeration a million times since you became Hafiz. You are now 50, 60 years old. But that meaning at that time which comes out, you never thought of it before. And what the meaning Allah takes out. And then you just see, is it correct? And as you see more and more it's in the revelation is coming out. Quran Sharif is as though it is being revealed now. It is fresh. So يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. And Allah purifies. And the work of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, تَزْكِيَةُ النَّفْسِ, to purify. And Allahu Akbar. If tazkiyah takes place, what more to say? With the tilawat of Quran, يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. When tazkiyah, if a person has, his body is dirty, he was working on the car, he was washing the car, he was working in the garden, he feels that the sweat in the body, the dirt, the dust, he takes a bath, how nice he feels. He puts on clean clothes. A person had some sickness, he had some kidney problems, he had sugar, he had cholesterol, he took some treatment, he got it sorted out, now he's feeling nice. Because of his sugar, his eyes, he couldn't see properly. By the hardly afternoon starts and he's exhausted. He can't do any work now. He's all the time, he's in a different. But when he got his treatment, he's like a new man now. He's got strength again. The old man has become like a young man again. Because that one, if tazkiyah takes place, and all this kufr and shirk goes out of us, and all this love of shirk and kufr, the love of Allah comes in the heart, the love of shaitan. Today, the love of Allah will give us the love of the masjid, the love of the Quran Sharif, the love to be in deen. But if we got in ourselves the love of the stadiums, and the love of sports, and what are the results here, who scored which goal, who hit the six, and which team won. If that is there, then fear that the love of shaitan is in the heart. Why do we incline towards all those things? And to wear torn clothes, jeans, and pay more for those jeans, and to wear those boots, which are like minus dressing. As one lady in Jamaat work, old lady says, since our girls are wearing jean and a boot, perwa laga. Now the jean and boot has overtaken them. Now their minds are like they are now, the jadu has been made. The jean and the shaitan have affected them now by wearing all that kind of clothes. So wear a mu'min, and that we have been given a pure and clean life. Today we just like the pure and clean life. We have been so addicted to dirt and filth. One person, he became an alim, mashallah, later. He was, and he passed away. Allah give him martaba of shahadat in a motor car accident. He was a health inspector. My mother-in-law, and these are our old people. She summed up her health inspector. We will think, oh, some top person. This is what all that. She said that, what is this work? To narko logo ke draino mein ghusana. To go and check the drains of the people. All the filth and dirt, whether all that. That is health inspector now. So she said he became wise. He thought, instead of doing all this, let me go and learn Quran, Hadith. And he became an alim, mashallah. And he was a good alim, and mashallah, Allah give him the highest stages. So where are we in the drains? One person till today, he thanks me. His son wanted to become a dentist. He also passed away as a shaheed now. So when he said he wants to become, I say, you want to go and smell the dirty mouths of the people. That is what you work there, rotten teeth you want to do. Leave that work to other people. You got more important. He became a hafiz and he did so much work of deen. So that is what our work is, not through all this filth and dirt, to be a motor car, to be a mechanic and just some big name of it. And we are all the time in grease and dirt. Muslims' work is to sit like a lord. الدُّنْيَا خُلِقَتْ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ. Dunya is created for you. Allah made the kuffar, they must do all this dirty work for you. You must just sit, and everything must come to you. You are not for all this dirty work. Today our girls, they become waitresses, they be all more, air hostess, very top job. What are they doing? All the dirt of the, all the food, etc., the leftovers, they have to see. Go and see in the kitchen what work they are doing there. All that is not the work for a Muslim woman to sit with honor, like a princess in her father's house, like a queen in her husband's house, like a great honorable woman. That is her work. So Allah give us tawfiq. So with that also, وَإِن كَانُوا مِن قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. And when you were before in complete darkness, ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ, open darkness, and then you were taken out with tilawat of Quran, you were taken out with ta'aleem of Quran, and you were taken out with tazkiyah, and you came out of the dungeons. A person who was in a dungeon, a person who was in darkness, and he was sick. That is لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. When Allah showed His favors upon us, and He sent His Rasul, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wabil mu'mineen raufur rahim. What a position and what a martaba of Nabi alayhi sallam. That is where we belong. For that we'll have our annual Islahi Jalsa next month, 1st, 2nd and 3rd of Rabiul Awwal, 8, 9 and 10 of October. So all of us be here, try and encourage as many people as possible. We might just encourage one person. That person comes and we don't, just by his coming, we get that full sawab. And we don't know who Allah chooses to become an alim from there, a hafiz. Who Allah chooses to become a wali of Allah. And all that sawab without us, our knowing. وَبَدَى لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يَكُونُوا يَحْتَسِبُونَ. One meaning, the opposite side of it also, that we will be shocked and many people will be shocked. This sawab in my account? Ya Allah, I never did all this. I never did. But Allah says, didn't you just make that phone call to that person? And that person came and he excelled. And where he reached. And all that because of your one phone call. your one message you did, and all that. Now you just see, oh, accounts and accounts, offices and offices are opening of your rewards. So this is an occasion. All such deeni activity, jamaat work, encourage people, ulama to become children, to become hafiz, to become alims, and to dedicate and to excel in our studies. Not that we are studying, today we haven't got an inclination of what studying is. Those ulama who studied for years, 20, 30 years, they were out and just learning all the time. No contact with home. When you excel and you engage and you invest like that, then the investment also shines out like that. But when we are all the time we're in contact with home, etc., contact nowadays, Allah forgive us, girls with boys, boys with girls, and all other things we are doing, where are we going to get this result? Allah put us in the right light. So with that also one great favor of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala taught us, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, what a positive Nabi, what a strong Nabi, what words to use, how he guided the Ummah, La Adwa, there is no contagion. There is no diseases. Don't take out all the superstition from your head. What Allah decrees, that is what is going to happen. And Allah's command cannot go a bit this way or that way. Don't become like those people, the Quran Sharif says, who told those people, don't go out in the pure path of Allah, you won't die. Stay by us and you will live. Hey? And when you stay at home, you're not going to die. So don't become like those people who say, you go to the masjid, you're going to get disease. You go here, you will get disease. You go to shopping malls, no disease. You go to sports stadiums, no disease. You go to bride parties of the family, no disease. But if you come to masjid, you will get disease. Don't become amongst those people. So it is fixed by Allah, la adwa, wa la tiyara. And there is no all the superstition about the birds flying in different directions and about the bats. That was the superstition of the Arabs, wala safara, when they were in ayami jahiliya. Today we also still got so many superstitions. A cat runs across the road when we are traveling, we're going to make an accident. And we have been taught, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, when such an occasion comes and shaitan wants to interfere with your iman, read, A'udhu bi kalimatillahi tammati min sharri ma khalaq. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam says, guard it our iman, that a leper, don't go near him, run away from him, because shaitan will come to you, because you associated with him, the disease came in you. Don't go to a place where there is a plague. That what shaitan will tell you, that you're going there, people, the plague is there, you're also going to get the plague. So shaitan will interfere with you. So just stay away from that completely. To safeguard your iman, protect your iman all the time. When iman shines out in a person, and that is what dhikrullah, sohbat saliheen, then see, and when we got sohbat of all the atheists and all those people who are teaching us all these protocols, the skong fong, funny things, and we thinking that's going to save our health, etc., then that is our bay imani is coming into us. We are moving away. There is no vacuum. If we don't have the proper iman, we're going to have the wrong things in our lives. All this wrong thing, and we will believe. Allahu Akbar. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, what will be your condition when a time will come when people will not make amr bil ma'roof wa nahi anil munkar? The details, the sahaba said, can such a time? Worse than that. When people will command the wrong and forbid the right. And today, who are doing it? You see which ulama we are following also. Which ulama are commanding the wrong and which are forbidding the right. Today, unfortunately, this is the system of Allah Ta'ala. When we don't do the right, the wrong comes in. And you carry on, you don't make tawbah, you don't go in the right environment, you are not looking at the right news, you're looking at the wrong things, then you become an agent for the wrong. And you promote the wrong now. And then you become convinced of the wrong. Shaitan, he was, how much ibadat he made, how much knowledge he had, But how he was convinced, what audacity in front of Allah Ta'ala. He disobeyed Allah and he said that I will not obey you. وَعَسَى رَبَّهُ. He just obeyed, disobeyed Allah. And he was adamant that what he is doing. And when Allah Ta'ala cursed him, still he was adamant. This is what happens. A person doesn't make tawbah then. He doesn't recognize he's wrong what he's doing. He doesn't admit I'm wrong. Fortunate is that person who makes a mistake. I all make mistakes. And then he admits, I made a mistake. And he asks for forgiveness. How many family feuds are solved? Business feuds are solved just by saying, I made a mistake. Court cases, the judge sees the person is feeling he's got remorse in him. He gives a leniency he shows towards him. But when he's adamant and he's proud and he shows no remorse, the punishment also is, the sentence is given also much more heavier. So in front of Allah Ta'ala, so Allah has blessed us with this. So let us try and make, our associate ourselves with deen, all the efforts of deen, whether it is the tabligh and da'wat effort, whether it is of the Darul Ulooms and the Khanqas, the social welfare work which is carrying on, any and all which are in the parameters and in the limits of Shariat and within the laws of Shariat, let us observe it. Make dua for the Taliban. And Allah Ta'ala let them rule with absolute Sharia. And let it not be only for Afghanistan, but for the whole world. Allah established the Islamic Khilafat. And Baytul Muqaddas also, Allah Ta'ala again opens it up. And Haramain Sharifain, where their niyat is the 2030 vision they have got. And Allah, وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ. Allah has got His vision also. And Allah Ta'ala can change. And may Allah use the very same people for the sake of deen. And Allah Ta'ala change their hearts and let them become champions of Islam and the heroes of Islam. And let them put a Makkah Sharif that again it is open and free, that whoever as a person wants to, poor people can also come for Hajj and Umrah, and the rich also can come, the sick also can come. That is the Malja and Ma'wa of the people of the world. Allah bring us to those sources. Zamzam is there. Allah put Zamzam right in the Haram Sharif. Shifa, Zamzam is Shifa. Zamzam lima shurim. For whatever niyat you drink Zamzam, it is there. Not diluted Zamzam, the pure Zamzam. And there is more than enough of the Zamzam. The room, the little chamber where the Zamzam well is very small. But the water supplies the world from Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam till today. And it will carry on, it is enough. Allah give us the contact with our deen. Allah guide us all, inshallah.